a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. Like you heard from Mark there, this is the final episode of Live Mike. We made it to 312 episodes, a bittersweet day. It's going to pain me. I know that when 12:30 rolls around on Monday afternoon, I'll think to myself, hold on a second. This is the time of day where I sit in that tall chair in that cool radio room and talk with my friends for a few hours. And, well, it won't be me here on Monday behind this microphone. At this time, as a matter of fact, on Monday, what'll happen, you'll be hearing from Boyd right now. You'll be hearing from Boyd right now come Monday with some of that stuff that he described here before the commercial break. Another change coming to the station is, two more changes I'll tell you about. Dave and Debbie in the morning, their program is going to expand. That will now run from 9 until noon. And then at noon, when Maria Chaleos brings to you the new news, that no longer just half hour, that show is going to grow to an hour long. So an hour of dedicated news midday here on KSL News Radio, Utah's new news brought to you by Maria Chaleos. That's going to be great stuff. And then, as we've been sharing with you throughout today's program, Boyd Matheson picks up the microphone at 1 o'clock weekdays. That's going to be Monday through Friday. You get 5 days of Boyd coming up. Movie show on Fridays will remain in place 9 to noon right here on KSL News Radio, produced by the great Robin Garfield, of course. That's that. Those are the nuts and bolts of what is happening following my departure. Huh. I'm going to miss you guys. So, what am I up to next? Well, I've told you before, I'm going to be heading out to back to Washington, D.C., I'll be working on the Senate side this time, as I spent about 5 years on the House side working for Rob Bishop. As I return to Washington, D.C. just next week, I'll be working for Utah's senior senator, Mike Lee. My role will be as director of communications. And this morning, as I see these views, these images from the United States Capitol, I'm torn. I am very anxious to get back there. I know that what we are seeing today, the loss of life of a United States Capitol police officer, as well as the injury sustained by another, if you combine that with what we saw on January 6th, it's understandable many folks would like to stay away from there. My instincts and urgings are different. I want to run towards events like this. Because in my mind, as unfortunate as they are, they also speak to the importance of an area like this. Things that come under attack are often very valuable, and this institution and this place is very important to not only this country but the world. We set an example there on how government works. And you may certainly be justified in saying, yeah, well, things are a bit divided here. Things are a bit, let's say difficult. Not a lot of progress, nothing but division. Well, if you compare us to the rest of the world, we're doing all right. Though we set our own standard, we shouldn't rest on those laurels. We must continue to move forward. And there is much work that is done. And my job heading out there to Washington, D.C., will be to share much of that with you through whatever means I have at my disposal. So that's what's going on. To get there, I will need to drive. I'm going to hop in the car, in fact, in just a few hours from right now and start driving east. And I'm curious if you have any audiobook suggestions, if you have any If you have any audiobook suggestions as I look to fill that time on the road, Mark joins us on the line. He's got a suggestion. Mark, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. I'm sad to see you go, but thanks a lot.
Sure.
One of the books I've loved reading, and it's actually in a podcast form right now, is by Mike Rowe, who did Dirty Jobs. And
he's
got a series. He's got a series called That's the Way I Heard It. It's styled after Paul Harvey. In fact, he got Paul Harvey's family's permission to be able to do it in that style because he wanted to pay respect to him. But it's basically little snippets, and you have to figure out who he's talking about.
That's outstanding.
And there's probably about 150 or 180 different chapters. And it's just a fun thing to listen to. It's almost like putting together a puzzle of people's lives and what they went through, and then you have to figure out who he's talking about, and most of the time you're wrong. And it's just a blast to listen to.
That's an outstanding suggestion. I love narrative presentations of history. And Paul Harvey, I mean, if you were listening yesterday, you heard me play a few times on the program his essay that he delivered in, I think, 1978 to the Future Farmers of America, talking about the reasons why God made a farmer. Listen, Mark, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for the suggestion. This one is absolutely going on the list. A big fan of Mike Rowe and a big fan of this format you've described. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All righty. A few suggestions come via text message as well. You heard me share with Boyd my desire to read a few more novels and to pepper a bit more fiction into what I've been reading. I spend a lot of time reading biographies and bits of history, things that happened, nonfiction. To add some variety and to get my creative juices flowing, if you will, I have tried reading a bit more of the fiction. And there's a suggestion that came through. It says, Lee, I'm reading A Man Called Ove, recommended by a friend. It's a delightful read. Lee, I'm reading A Man Called Ove. I'll be honest. It was this book right here that kind of got me excited about reading fiction again, which I probably hadn't read with any regularity since, I don't know, high school, maybe. But A Man Called Ove, it's a novel, and I believe written first off in some other language, some Scandinavian language, translated to English. It is remarkable. It's set in modern times. It's a man who has lost his wife, an elderly man, and strikes up a relationship with some of his neighbors. And the interactions between this man, Ove, and his neighbors, and in particular this one young girl, it is beautiful. It is delightful, as the texter describes, and I'd recommend it to you. I've read it myself. Maybe, who knows? You know, 34 hours is a long time. Maybe I'll find some time to listen to A Man Called Ove again. Anyway, thanks for the help. Thanks for some of these suggestions. Keep them coming. 34 hours is a long time. 57500, the Utah Community Credit Union text line. I got 34 hours to fill starting this afternoon as I head eastward on a road trip. I'd love to get your suggestions. We'll take a break right now. When we return, you know I'm a big fan of firearms. I am a big Second Amendment supporter and defender. And any chance I get to talk about firearms, you can bet here on this program, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to take another chance to talk about firearms next. In particular, a poll conducted amongst Utahns specifically regarding background checks. I'll share with you the results of that poll and ask if you agree next on Live Mike. I'm Lee Lonsberry, and this is KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.